And then middle school is when
it started integrated. I went into the seventh grade at High Park. And that was probably one of my worst years going there because of certain expectations, you know, and the environment being uncomfortable. Yeah. You know, so blacks migrated with blacks and whites migrated. And every now and then you would integrate with a white person that would integrate with and talk to you, you know, and stuff like that. So,
but there were clear lines almost.
There were clear lines, you know, except with the athletes. The athletes, right. They had it, you know, they had it good.
Right.
You know, and they were tough guys too, you know. And so they didn't get messed with like we did.
Yeah.
Down at Rancho, when we did have the riots, the athletes did get involved. I remember one particular incident where they threw eggs while we were in the lunchroom. And so the blacks went over and we created a stir.
Yeah.
You know, the fight started. We thought we saw who it was and things like that, but we don't know if it was or not, but we started.
Right.
The fight after that when they started throwing the eggs at us. You know, they would do it and then run and hide. I didn't do it and all of that. So that particular riot got so big at Rancho that the police would block off the railroad tracks.
Railroad tracks?
Because we had threatened to come back tomorrow with our weapons, our stuff, you know.
Okay.
And the big boys were coming over, you know, to help us. And so they were pulling us over and searching us.
Was it just African Americans they were?
I can't speak for the whites. I don't believe that they did.
Okay.
I really don't. But near the railroad tracks, they blocked that all off, and then they pulled a search. Whenever we come, they make us pull over and then get out, and they search us and see if we had any weapons. And then we go on to school, you know.
And this is high school.
Yeah, this is high school. It's not like high school today, you know. Right. It's quite different today, you know. But this is high school, you know, and stuff. And so it was an uneasiness, you know, until later on. Things did get a little better, you know. Mostly all the time when we go to football games, it would always be some type of fights going on.
Yeah.
Vegas High, Rancho, Gorman. Those are the three schools that were here first, and then Western popped up.
Mm-hmm. And that was that like time. A school
yeah,
rivalry.
Yeah, that was a rivalry, but it eventually it would turn into a racial thing, you know. White boys would chase us, we would chase them, and back and forth, you know.
Were the other high schools integrated?
There were no other high schools. You know, you had Basic and you had Boulder City, but all we had during that time was Rancho, Gorman, and Vegas. Vegas was the oldest out of all the high schools then, you know. And then Western came. And then now you see a whole bunch of high schools.
They're everywhere. Every corner.
But it was Boulder City, I think, was here, and Basic and stuff like that. And that's who we played football. We just played the same people.
Just over and over.
All the time. Yeah. Track and everything else, you know. So as I grew up, as I graduated out of high school, my uncle was very instrumental in getting me a job, you know. He worked in a lot of community events, a lot of things, you know. And so I worked at a place called Vegas Village. That's 1501 North Main. I was a basket pusher, and I worked my way up to a junior stock clerk, all the way up to a junior stock clerk. Now,
you were out of high school now?
When I graduated.
You graduated?
1965. Okay. But I was working at Vegas Village during high school.